Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 19th, 2015. He's a man with a beard. He brings gifts to good children. Stories about him predate Christmas. Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, these are some of the names of that guy who brings gifts in December. But as we see over and over again, we humans have come up with magnificent options. First, we visit the Basque tradition of Olentzero. Olentzero is a man, sometimes with a beard, who delivers gifts to good children on the night of December 24th. His earliest legends surround the feast of the winter solstice, which predates Christmas, but that's where the similarities to Santa Claus end. One common version of Olentzero's legend says he's one of a mythological race of Basque giants who lived in the Pyrenees. One day, they saw a glowing cloud in the sky. It was so bright, the only one who could look at it was a very old, nearly blind man. He told them it was a sign that Jesus would be born soon, and he asked the giants to throw him off a cliff so he wouldn't have to convert to Christianity. On their way back, the giants tripped and they all died, except for Olentzero. As far as customs and traditions surrounding him go, it varies by village. If you want to see an adult dressed up as Olentzero scaring children out in the streets with a sickle, you go to the village of Arezzo in northern Spain. If you picture him having three eyes, usually drunk and dressed as a scarecrow, head for Larraun. In Dima, a straw puppet dressed as Olentzero, again with a sickle, would be hung from the church tower after midnight mass on Christmas Eve. In the mountains of Iceland, there lives an ogress named Grýla. Her favorite snack is children. She lives in a cave near some lava fields with her third husband and her 13 sons. Her sons are called the Yule Lads. They all come down from the mountain at Christmas time, the Yule Lads looking for trouble, and Grýla for naughty children to boil in her cauldron. If you were a smart Icelandic child, you'd be very good every day, especially the 13 days before Christmas, when you put your shoe in the windowsill each night to receive either a small gift or sweet, if you've been good, or a rotten potato, if not. Also, you must receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas. If you don't, you are in danger of being eaten by Grýla's pet, the enormous and fierce Christmas cat. If you're Slavic, you know all about Diet Moros. In English, Old Man Frost or Grandfather Frost. Diet Moros brings presents to children, often delivering them in person on New Year's Eve. He is accompanied by Snegurochka, Snow Maiden, his granddaughter, who wears long silver-blue robes and either a furry cap or a snowflake-like crown. If you want to track Santa Claus on his Christmas Eve journey around the world, you can at noradsanta.org. If you want to track Diet Moros and his granddaughter Snow Maiden, you can. Russia's global navigation satellite system, GLONASS, tracks Diet Moros on New Year's Eve, according to the Gregorian calendar. And I think I found the site. I'll leave the link at lifelabnotes.weebly.com. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.